From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Daniel Chamberman, the real estate developer for Grupo Eco. Daniel, how are you doing?
Abby, pleasure to be here. Many thanks for the invite. Very excited to be here with you.
Awesome. When we spoke with you for our Invest Greater Fort Lauderdale report, you mentioned how construction had started on phase 3 for Atlantic Village, the development that you're currently working on. That will include a wellness center, 65,000 square foot office space, and a parking garage. With the current emphasis on work from home and social distancing, why do you think the timing is still right to go ahead with these developments? And how has the current state of the pandemic altered the design of the project, if any?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. First of all, let's not forget of the 12 plus restaurants that we have in the complex, as well as the soccer fields, which is something that it's truly, you know, different. It's not the typical thing that you tend to see on a mixed-use development like ours. But the project was designed prior COVID, and we designed it in a way pretty much to enhance the experience of the final customer. What we're doing is a lifestyle mixed-use development. So, you know, at the design stage, we tend to see really how the final customer is gonna feel once they're inside the project. So, you know, we designed it based or taking that into account. We did it with a lot of outdoor space, you know, a lot of artistic features, which, you know, coincidentally now with COVID is something that, you know, that the market is looking for and that the customer wants. You know, obviously we've been forced, you know, to be in this situation that we cannot operate inside anymore. So pretty much all these outdoor venues, if we can call it like that, have taken, you know, a big importance and a big impact into this site, into this type of development. Timing wise, you know, I think that it actually, it kind of worked perfect for us. It's a little strange, you know, to say that, because obviously last year was a struggle for, you know, for a lot of people and for many companies. But, you know, here in the office, we try to see the glass half full instead of the glass half empty. You know, we're firm believers of, you know, personally, at least myself, of positive energy. You know, if you think positive, if you do things in a way that you're thinking, okay, this makes sense, this is going to happen, then things tend to go, you know, better. Why do I say that timing actually worked perfect for us? Because we're located in Hallandale Beach, which is right north of Aventura, about 20 minutes south of Fort Lauderdale, and it's a suburban market. And the reality is that last year, suburban markets weren't as appealing as they are today. These days, the suburban market, it started to be a trend even where we see, you know, big names and big corporations that last year they weren't really looking into those spaces. They rather to be, you know, in more urban markets, in downtown, in Brickell, you know. And these days, now we're seeing how, you know, big national players are expanding or even relocating from urban market to suburban market, you know, and specifically here in Broward, which you were asking about the Broward County, you know, really the real estate industry in Broward has been booming. It has grown significantly in the past year, and I really see that the trend is going to continue, you know, because we are seeing how these big corporations are, you know, migrating from, you know, the Northeast Coast or the West Coast down here to Florida. And the reality is that these, not only the corporation, but the heads of the corporation and the executives, what they're looking for is, you know, more space and to be more comfortable and to pay less, you know, not only in rent or, you know, or in real estate itself, but, you know, in taxes as well, which is something that here in Florida, you know, it plays a big portion, if you ask me, of one of the reasons that why we're seeing this migration from, you know, New York, Chicago, California, et cetera.
Yeah, we've been watching the same pattern of people from the Northeast personally relocating or companies relocating. And we've been watching that for the past number of years, but it has only sped up during the pandemic. Yet the commercial real estate sector has seen a hit here in South Florida. What are your projections for 2021 as we continue to watch that migration come down here, interest in suburban areas increase, and where does the commercial real estate sector lie in 2021?
I think that we have a very promising year, in my opinion, you know, starting with the fact that, you know, South Florida, it's one of the places that, you know, never closed, because yes, obviously we had the lockdown in the initial stage of the pandemic, but then right after, you know, everything was open with regulations and of course, you know, taking all the necessary precautions. But at the end of the day, we cannot compare our situations to, you know, states as New York or, you know, even California. I was talking to a good friend of mine in San Francisco, and, you know, and he was shocked that, you know, that here you're able to, you know, go and dine at a restaurant or, you know, or if you want to go out on drinks with friends, you have the possibility to do it. And I think that that's one of the things that, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, what we're looking, why we saw this growth, especially, you know, through end of last year, and now it's going to happen, in my opinion, through 2021, you know, because of that reason as well. Miami, you know, that it was usually an international destination, and we get a lot of foreign, you know, a lot of foreign visitors and a lot of tourism from foreign countries, it changed, you know, last year in that regard, because we never got the international tourism, but we did got the local tourism. We saw how, you know, restaurants, they were packed, and, you know, when stores were, you know, crowded with people again. And yes, it's a different market because it's not the South American customer. It's not the, you know, Russian European customer that tends to come here to the, you know, to Miami, but it's more of a, you know, of a local national tourism. So, you know, that's how we're seeing it. And that's one of the reasons why I think that, you know, this year, it's going to be a good year. We're seeing how many companies, as I mentioned before, they're relocating here. Many restaurant owners from New York, from, you know, from Chicago, they're starting to open and to have operations here in South Florida. So, you know, I think that I think we're going to have a much better year than we had last year.
And, you know, you just mentioned about shopping and how we've seen a lot of local tourists. There's definitely trends that are changing when it comes to retail and how Florida is versus the rest of the United States. And in your conversation with our annual report, Invest Greater Fort Lauderdale, you mentioned that it was important that new tenants you attract create very good synergy with the tenants that you already have on board. Keeping this sentiment in mind and looking at those challenges last year and how, you know, we've watched retail space evolve, what types of businesses and organizations will you be looking at as solid tenants moving forward?
So, yeah, like you said, for us, to have good synergy, that the center has a good synergy, you know, within the co-tenants and between themselves, it's critical. For us, you know, we do a big analysis, not only of the area, but also of the trends that are happening within the market when we purchase and when we acquire a piece of land. You know, at the time, and I'm going back to 2015, where when we did our analysis, you know, what we saw last year with everything that's been going on has been very reassuring for us, because the reality is that we didn't have to change any paths. We didn't have to start looking for other types of tenants because, you know, and again, I'm going back to 2015 when we purchased the lots and we did the analysis. You know, we noticed that we were in a high income, high demographics area, but the area, it lacks in restaurants and entertainment pretty much. So we focused our main concept of the center based on that to create a lifestyle plaza, a culinary destination with, you know, mostly F&B and restaurants and food related venues on ground floor, and complement those restaurants with entertainment tenants and service retail tenants on the second floor, which it's, you know, it's been very reassuring for us because that's where the trend and where the market has been heading to. You know, now we see how more mixed use development add more service component into their mix and not so much of the conventional retail, mainly because of how the e-commerce has been affecting, you know, the conventional retailers. So yeah, you know, again, thank God we never had to, you know, change paths. But to answer your question, we're looking for, you know, restaurants, we're looking for entertainment tenants, you know, we're pretty much looking to create a one-stop shop for, you know, for the families and for the community that lives around, you know, a place that you can not only can go to eat something or to maybe go on a date with your significant other, but you can also take your kids to their soccer lesson or to their soccer practice, or take, you know, your babies to a swimming academy, or, you know, go and do your hair or your nails and, you know, work out. So that's a little bit of what we're trying to create here. That's what we're looking for, and that's really what we're seeing as far of, you know, trends and, you know, and what type of tenants are working in this type of development.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.